Beat breakfast. Wake up to delicious coffee from McDonald's. Daily from 7 a.m.
So, I heard your insurance has gone up this year.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
The Fit Fam have been on.
Oh dear.
Gym related issues. Okay, I'll read that. It says, hey lads, could you read this out on the Daily Dilemma and see what your listeners say? I recently signed up to the gym with a friend. Now, I'm not really into the gym at all, but knew myself I needed to do something to get fit and shift a bit of weight. Okay. My friend encouraged me to join and said I'd be fine because we'd be going together, etc.
Okay.
So I was really excited, even though it cost me a few quid. Also, and importantly, she was my lift as I don't have a car. Now, I'm not working full time and don't have regular hours, so it was tricky enough to make our schedules match. So we went when we could at the start. We're only a couple of months in, and already a combination of her losing interest and starting to see a new fella means she always has an excuse not to go. And I'm kind of raging, as the membership was money I can't really afford to go to waste. Without going into her details, she can afford it easy enough. My boyfriend works shifts, so times don't suit him, and I can't rely on him to be a taxi whenever I want either. I just feel a bit let down by her because it was her idea. I know I should say it to her, but will it just cause aggro? Cheers.
Oh. See, at the end of the day, if you want to change your lifestyle, you can't really be depending on someone else. Yes, she made that decision at the very beginning and it was to encourage you, but now you're in the gym. Now you have that membership. You should take it upon yourself and be motivated enough to go. I know sometimes it does help having someone there, but you can't completely be blaming her for you not going and, you know, she's your lift and she agreed to it at the start. Just get up and go. You're an adult. You're an individual person. Get the bus there. Like, it's about your health at the end of the day. And maybe she wanted to kind of give you that push, but you can't say because she's not going, you're not going to go. Now, you have to go.
I do hear people in this office and you rely on each other. Are you going today? No, I'm not going. No, I won't go then.
Yeah.
You know?
But
there is that camaraderie.
There is that. And you do sometimes depend on someone else because you feel like you don't want to do it on your own and it makes the time go quicker. But I'm not going to not go for the whole year just because one person pulled out.
Mm.
Like, you can make new friends there. Who knows? But I do think you need to get out of your comfort zone and stop relying on her so much.
It sounds a little bit like you treat your friend like a taxi, to be honest with you, from the email. Yeah. You know?
I can see it from her point of view.
Okay.
I'm somebody who does things on my own. I go to gigs on my own. I prefer to shop on my own. All that kind of stuff. I've always just been that kind of way. But I can understand what you're saying. It was kind of her that said, oh, come on, we'll go to the gym. It'll be grand. We'll
sign
go
up together.
You were the person who was reluctant to go. You also say that you don't have the money really to be thrown around on gyms if you're not going to fulfill the membership. You're not working full time, you said in the email. Mm. And she was your lift. So she knows that you were kind of relying on her in the first place. And now she's got a new fella. Oh, come on.
But that's life.
I know it's life, but like,
that's always going to happen. You're going to have one friend there that something is going to come up. So you're going to make your whole plans go down the drain because of this one person pulling out. Like, if that's the way you're going to live your life, you're going to do nothing.
No, I doubt it's the way that she lives her entire life. But I mean, one crucial part of this was she was her lift. You know, she can't get to the gym now.
Public transport.
Well, we don't know where she is.
Well, not always. If you're in rural Ireland,
you
may not.
If you're in the country, you can't get a bus.
If you are in an urban area, well, then you picked your gym badly if you need to, you know. But
so I think you've every right to be a little bit annoyed that she's all of a sudden got better things to be doing rather than going to the gym after it was her feckin' idea. Should you say it? Probably. Yeah.
Okay, let's
probably
get some thoughts on this.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890-715-102 or text 085-1029-103.
Does she have the right to be aggro with her friend and should she say it? Yeah. What would you do in this situation? 085-102-9103 from B102-103. It's 8:39. We're out and about tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow morning, going to be having a bit of fun in Carlo. Our very own Chris Ward and the Audi A1 Beat Fleet entertaining the crowds at the grand opening of Carlo's newest place to shop, The Range. Music goodies, giveaways, first 50 in the queue, getting themselves a treat too. And The Range is a home and garden superstore with everything under one roof. We'll be there from 9 tomorrow morning for the official opening and more details at therange.co.uk. Dilemma Reaction is on the way next.
Beat breakfast. Wake up to delicious coffee from McDonald's. Daily from 7 a.m. Beat breakfast daily dilemma.
Very mixed reaction, I have to say, coming in this morning on both sides of this. The friend who's now backed out after signing up to the gym with her other pal. Let me go to the phones. We'll start with that and see who's over there. Hi, Ingla. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm literally only just out of the gym, but me and my friend, we're still, she went with me for a while. then she kind of stopped going. She comes now and again, but like once I started going by myself, I realised I liked it more by myself.
You actually enjoy going more by yourself.
Yeah.
But if this, if the friend had promised to give you a lift there all the time and it was a good bit away from you, would you be a bit annoyed?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, not really. Like, I have a car, so I suppose it didn't really affect me.
Okay, so you'd be grand. So you said to this girl who emailed us, try it on your own for a while, you might enjoy it more.
Yeah, I think she'd enjoy it more if she went to... Like, I enjoy going with her as well, but like I kind of get... I'm in my own zone when I go by myself, so...
Fair play. There's next chat to us. Have a good morning.
Thanks very much. You too.
Wes was on to us in Kilkenny. He says she just needs to get a bike. Problem solved. Then next year she won't need to rejoin the gym because she can ride the bike to keep fit.
True, true.
Let's get to some more of them. Paul and Grace Hughes says, go Vinny, straight as a die as usual. The thing is, saying something now ain't going to change anything. The fact is your mate is no longer interested in the gym. Mm-hmm. If she's a good friend, leave it. You'll probably fall out over it. I would be annoyed that this so-called friend encouraged me to part with my money on the promise I'd be able to get there and have someone to enjoy the experience with. Now someone better has come along and I've been kicked to the curb and out of pocket in the bargain. Sure, I would say something. Lads, she should definitely say to the friend, just be very polite about it. Mention that they had planned to go together and she was looking forward to spending that time with her and just see what she says. Now, as for Trish saying use public transport isn't available to everyone. I live a 20-minute drive from the city, but there's no public transport where I live and it takes about 2 hours to walk it. I did it many times when I was younger. You take public transport for granted, yes. They said. Now, this person signed up for a membership and was encouraged to do so on the strength of a friend telling her, oh, I'll drive us, don't worry, it's not on. Get a bike or run. You're supposed to be getting fit, says one message. Another one here, possible solution would be to suggest they sign up for a mini marathon or other run for charity and then she would have to train with you again and would have an actual goal to work towards.
Yeah, but the fact that she can't even get her to commit to a couple of days of work to just go, or a week to go to the gym, I don't think a mini marathon is going to really sell it.
As God forbid the friend got sick and couldn't go, she won't rely on the boyfriend to be a taxi, but she will on the friend. Circumstances change in life, she may make other arrangements. Hi Sharon, how are you?
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Not bad. You've been listening to The Dilemma. What do you make of it?
It's a bit kind of too and from for me here. She obviously doesn't live too far, like in very rural area, because she gets to and from work okay. So she can obviously function. Like, I live in a rural area. If I don't drive, I don't get to work. My kids don't get to school. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
So she obviously has, she must be there within walking distance of somewhere.
Okay.
So, having said that, she should also be able to talk to her friend.
Yeah.
Do you know, if it was my friends, I'd be able to say it to them, and it's not like there wouldn't be any falling out, there wouldn't be anything, we'd be able to talk and say what you feel. So, are they really that close?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I understand the annoyance over somebody kind of backing out on a commitment that you'd made.
Absolutely, yeah.
But at the same time, that happens in life. It's not just about the gym. It happens in all manner of things in life where somebody gets a new boyfriend or girlfriend or a new job and their mind is taken off what they initially promised to you.
Yeah, you get that. But you should also, like I say, if you're that close, you should be able to kind of go, look, listen, you started off the gym with me. Are you going to keep going? You promised me a lift. I can't get there or whatever the reason. Mm. If she can't say that, then...
What kind of friendship is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well said, Sharon. Thanks a million for chatting to us this morning. Have a good day.
Bye.
Beat breakfast. Wake up to delicious coffee from McDonald's. Daily from 7 a.m.
So, I heard your insurance has gone up this year.